This is the Green Student Ministry's middle school podcast of the Chapel in Green. We are committed to our students being known, knowing Jesus, and becoming kingdom workers. We hope this podcast serves to encourage, challenge, and to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. This is Green Student Ministries.
Hey guys, it's me, Will. So, I'm fairly certain most of you are out of school now. Summer vacation. Woo! However, I do have a few teachers in here, and I'm sure they would all agree, learning should never stop. Yes! All right, so, in the spirit of learning, I've got a new word for you. I'm sure some of you already know it. It's a very kind of churchy word. This word is repentance. Like I said, I'm sure some of you know it already. It's, like I said, a very churchy word, and it pretty much just means to turn away from sin. All right. Now, the real question is, why am I bringing up this new word right now? Well, I will go into that. I am talking about Psalm 51 today. All right? I'm going to read through it. We'll see if some of the dots connect for you guys. So I'm going to read through it real quick. So it's not going to be up on the screen. You guys can open up in your Bibles if you want, but if not, just listen. So here we go. Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from my blood guiltness, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud. My tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. All right. It was a lot of words. Some of them fancy. Some of them you might not have tracked along. But I said a lot of words. All right. And now you're kind of asking, like, okay, what does this have to do with repentance? The fancy word. The thing is, this psalm is exactly what repentance is. This psalm perfectly encapsulates repentance. Now, I'm a mind reader, so I know that you guys are already asking, how does this encapsulate repentance? And I'll tell you this. We got to look back at why this psalm was written. All right? This psalm was written by David. All right? This psalm was written after David had committed a sin. He had done something wrong. Now, it should also be noted, when David did this thing that was wrong, it wasn't just one thing that led to this. It wasn't one thing and it was over. What happened was David did quite a few things wrong. So the first thing he did wrong, at this time, he was at war with another nation. In Israel at this time, the kings were supposed to go with their armies for a lot of different reasons. But the kings were supposed to be with their armies. David didn't do this. David stayed behind and let his army go off and fight. Now, because of this, he wasn't with his army. He was at home. He saw a lady named Bathsheba. All right? He wasn't with his army. He saw Bathsheba. When he saw Bathsheba, he decided he wanted her for his wife. All right? This was a problem because she was already the wife of another man, Uriah. Uriah was a good guy. He was a really good guy. So he took her for, she became pregnant. All right, this was a huge problem. You know, she was pregnant with David's kid. Not Uriah's, because Uriah was a soldier. He was off fighting. So David realized wrong. He brought Uriah home, tried to cover it up. He did all these different things. It didn't work. So at the end of the day, David had Uriah killed. So not only was he guilty of one thing, he also had murder on his head. Now, after Uriah was killed, David took Bathsheba for his wife. He thought, okay, cool, all covered. All right, he thought he'd gotten away with it. He thought he was good. That's not totally true, because God revealed what happened to a prophet named Nathan. And after Nathan discovered this, he confronted Daniel about it. David. He confronted David about it. So, after Nathan confronted David, this is when he wrote Psalm 51. Now, I kind of want to look at what David did. This, a lot of the time, is what we do when we mess up. We think, oh, no, I did something really wrong. I'm going to hide it. I'm going to do my best to make sure no one knows about it. And a lot of the time, we think we got away with it. But like David, we always have someone who knows what we did. God knew what David had done. You see, he had done not only wrong to Uriah, who he had killed, Bathsheba, who he did his whole deal with, but he betrayed God. All right, this is an important one. God had taken David from nothing. David was a shepherd. Shepherds were nothing in ancient Israel. He took him, the last born in his family, the smallest, and he made him king over a nation. Not only that, he provided for David in every way imaginable. And how did David repay God's kindness? He said, nah, I'm going to do my own thing. You see, this shows that inside all of us, we have something called a sin nature. All right, David talks about this in Psalm 51. Sin nature just means we have a tendency to do what is wrong. All right, we're selfish. We want to take for ourselves. We want, you know, to get ahead of everyone else. Now, this is important because sin, it doesn't just hurt us. It hurts all of those around us, okay? Even if we don't see it, it still hurts other people. You know, small or large, there's something that happens to other people. You know, you take something you're not supposed to, that's taking something from someone else. Even if you think, oh, it's just sitting there, you know, no one's doing anything with it. If you're not supposed to have it, I'm sure someone else needs it. You know, you talk about someone behind their back. This is kind of a huge one, all right? I have not heard one circumstance where it doesn't eventually circle back around and the person being talked about hears about it and it devastates them. Okay, like I said, though, it doesn't just hurt other people. It hurts ourselves, all right? We're furthering the divide between us and God, and so we're constantly called back into right relationship with God, whether we realize it or not. It breaks the heart of God, all right? Like I said earlier, we're telling, I guess, what David told God. We're saying also, you know what? I'm going to do this my own way. I think it's better. You know, God, he wants to provide for us. He wants to show us the right way to do things. And we're saying, nah, I'm going to do it my own way. We're taking that chance away from God to show us his power and for him to provide for us. I'm so thirsty. Okay. So what do we do when we do something wrong? All right. You've told us that. You know, we try to hide it. That's not right. So what do? And I say we follow David's example. Will, you just told us we're not supposed to hide it. What are you talking about? I'm talking about after he was confronted, after Nathan the prophet talked to him. I'm talking about when he wrote Psalm 51. Okay, from this, Psalm 51 is our outline for what we should do. Okay, so I'm going to read through Psalm 51 again. I'm going to take it a couple verses at a time, and we're going to stop and kind of talk about it, okay? So the first little bit I'm going to read is 1 through 6. So, have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Okay. Again, that was a lot of stuff. But what do we take away from that? We need to realize what we did was wrong. All right? David did all that stuff wrong. He realized it. And you know what? He came to God and said, this was wrong. We need to realize that we're not hurting just ourselves. We're hurting other people. We're hurting God. Okay? Here's another. It's just, this is kind of the key part for these verses. Nothing changes if we don't recognize what we did as wrong. We'll keep living our life and we can walk through the motions. We can say, oh, I regret what I did. But if we don't recognize what we did as actually being wrong, nothing is going to change. Okay, now I'm going to read 7 through 12. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. All right, what do we learn from here? This is the part where we're asking God for forgiveness. This is the part where we say, God, I did something wrong. I need your help. All right? We are asking God to help us see what is right. Here's the so important part here. This is where healing starts. Like I said earlier, sin hurts. It hurts us. It hurts other people. And this is where God starts to heal that hurt. Suddenly we can look at people and see, you know, not ourselves, but them. We can see Christ's love for them. So let's read 13 through 15. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltness, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. All right, what do we see here? This is the effect of God's healing. This, I would say, is one of the most important parts of this section of Scripture. Now, again, if we say, you know, oh, I'm so sorry, God, and then we immediately start doing that thing again, I don't necessarily think our decision was right. We didn't actually believe anything. But when we see what we did causes pain and we want to change, that's when God provides that. All right? We can help other people to start see how good God really is. That person we hurt, we can go to them and apologize, and God will start healing that relationship. He'll start healing our own hearts. God provides that. We start to spread healing that God provides. Now, I know you're kind of thinking, like, what if I mess up again? Like, I'm human. What if I mess up again? God's not going to abandon you. We see that in 1 John 2, 1 through 2. If you could throw that up for me. I write this, dear children, to guide you out of sin. But if anyone does sin, this is the important part, we have a priest friend in the presence of the Father, Jesus Christ, righteous Jesus. When he served as a sacrifice for our sins, he solved the sin problem for good, not only ours, but the whole world's. Okay? He's saying here, just because you mess up again doesn't mean God's taking away his forgiveness. That's not at all what he is saying. He's saying God loves you, and he realizes we're human, all right? We mess up all the time. I mess up all the time. There's an important thing that needs to be noted here. Just because we mess up and God's not going to take away his forgiveness, that doesn't mean we can do whatever we want, all right? So in Romans 6, 1 through 2, that should be up on the screen. So what do? Keep on sinning so God can keep on forgiving? I should hope not. If we've left the country where sin is sovereign, how can we still live in our old house there? Or didn't you realize we packed up and left there for good? Here's the thing. When we truly turn from our sin, God plants in us a desire to do good. All right? It's not, we don't always execute it perfectly because, like I've said so many times, we're human and we mess up, but it is there. I'm going to read verses 16 and 17. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. This is the important, so much of this is important, and I love this psalm so much. We don't earn God's forgiveness. That's not even on the table, all right? That is something God gives freely to us as soon as we accept it. Now, when we tell God we truly regret what we did, he's not going to turn away from us, all right? He's not going to be like, oh, you did this wrong. You don't care about me. I'm never going to talk to you again. That's not how God works at all. He is so loving. All God wants is for us to come to him with a broken heart. What does a broken heart look like? You know, there's a lot of sadness there. And Psalm 51 is just such a great picture of this. And, okay, here's where I want to land, though. No matter what, God loves you. All right? His desire is for you to talk to him when you know something's not right. That's when healing starts. Healing starts when we talk to God about our hurts and our wrongs. So that's kind of the challenge I want to give to you guys. Talk to God. You've got a hurt, talk to God about it. You know you did something wrong, talk to God about it. And as always, if you've got more questions about this, if you don't know what it looks like to talk to God, you know, me, Adam, Betsy, we're all here for you, and we want to talk to you about it. Your leaders are here. They want to talk to you about it. So I'm going to pray for us really quick, and then we'll head out of here. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this time today. I thank you for the forgiveness that you so freely given to us. I pray that throughout this week, we can truly take it and truly realize what it is. I pray that you just keep us all safely, give us a great rest of the week, and it's in your name I pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Green Student Ministries Middle School Podcast of the Chapel in Green. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to contact us at gsm@thechapel.life or follow us on Instagram @Green Student Ministries. We would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.